To walk this path, you must start with these three sets of pure precepts. The first one is you have to undertake the training rules to avoid all evil. The second one is to cultivate all virtue. And what is the third one? You will surely think it's the advice of the Buddha, that is to purify the mind. But no, the third pure precept is different. If you do that, you will become an arahant. You don't just purify your mind, because by then you would have known how to develop the enlightenment already. Instead, you have to take the third set of pure precept via understanding. Then you have to vow to undertake the training rules to penetrate all dhammas and liberate the limitless living beings from all suffering. So it's not just enlightenment, the sainthood way in the here and the now for that individual form and mind of ours, but it's an undertaking of this training rule to perfect all Dhamma, to penetrate all Dhamma, and liberate the limitless living beings from all suffering. So this is to complement the first basic vow of the Bodhisattvas. You do this just like how you keep your precepts. I undertake the training rule to penetrate all Dhamma and liberate all living beings or sentient beings from all suffering. That's the reason why this pure precept can bring about the special cultivation leading to the perfection of wisdom and the 10th perfection. Do you think it's easy to avoid all evil? Every time you come, before you connect, before the mundane mind collapses, the mundane mind still has delusion. So you will have to cultivate this constantly. By cultivating all virtue, you can actually perfect your 10th perfection. That's why you have to cultivate until your nature is very unique and very powerful. And this understanding will allow you to have the condition to walk this path. Then you can combine this understanding with the four basic vows and the three sets of pure precepts to perfect your 10th perfection. This is a very important understanding. Is there a difference between a vow and a precept? This is another question. When one say, I undertake the training rule to liberate living beings, this is a precept. This means every life you come with your form and mind, you will renew your precept via undertaking this training rule. You continue to do it as long as you are willing to keep the precept. Vow is different. Vow means you vow to continue to do this work until you become Sama Sambuddha. So there is a difference. Although some may say it's only a slight difference.